Here we go with module 3, session number 4, email examples. Lots of great stuff in this one. Excited to get started. Here's what you're going to learn in this session. Important things to keep in mind when putting together your automatic emails. How I write my emails to my fiction and nonfiction readers with a ton of examples. And the one major difference between fiction and nonfiction targeted emails. So who is your target reader? Because you want to know who it is you're writing to. You're probably going to want to get a sense of their age, their gender, and their tastes, because certain types of people probably won't respond well to certain types of emails. For instance, you wouldn't tell raunchy political jokes to an over 65 crowd who didn't vote the way that you did. That's just common sense, but we don't always think about that. And it's important to keep this in mind when we are personalizing our emails. So I don't want you to just copy-paste things. I don't want you to just use templates, because that is basically a way of hiding. It's a little bit of a way of hiding behind, oh, well, I think this will work, so I'm going to copy and paste it, and then hopefully I'll have the same results. Be real. Be you. Because the most memorable emails are the ones that have a true voice. They're the ones who really share. And so I really recommend that you go deeper into your story on these. And if anything, you know, you can pump up your quirks a little bit. If you have a strange way of writing that a couple of interesting things that people have brought up in your customer reviews, you can bring that into your email writing as well. There's nothing wrong with being more interesting or a little more interesting in these emails if it enhances who you already are. Now, I wouldn't pretend you're someone else. Even if you're writing under a pen name, don't pretend you're somebody else. Just be yourself a little bit heightened. So, because I'm going to show you some examples of some pen name emails I've written here. So you want to share your stories. Remember you've got story followed by an offer, followed by a question. And you want to share those stories. Be real, be you. But don't write too much. Don't overdo it. You're not writing a novel here. You're just writing about 300 words or less. It's about the same length of a book as a book description. You don't want to go too crazy with this because people might not read an email that is too long. And as always, I mean, I recommend you put yourself in your reader's shoes. You think about who your reader is before you write an email. So let's go into some examples. I'm going to show you my autoresponder sequence for my pen name, Casey Lane, who writes fairy tale fantasy books. Here's email number 1, where we deliver the freebie. Here's my subject line, welcome and a free novella. Notice that I used free there. Hello there. Thank you so much for entering my giveaway and joining up with my list. I hope you've had a chance to download my novella, Snow White's Revenge. If not, click here to download it to any of your devices. So, this email list is going through InstaFreebie a lot of the time, which I went into in Module 2. So I'm thanking them for entering that giveaway. And so they've actually had an opportunity to download my free book, but if they haven't done it, here's another chance. And so I have the link in here. Notice it's very clear. Click here to download to any of your devices. Here are 3 things you should know about me. 1, I love fairy tales, happily ever afters, and magical realism. 2, I'm starting a new series of fairy tale novels, with the first one coming out very soon. 3, last year I read over 50 YA books to prepare for an intense writing period this year. My favorites were Red Rising and Before I Fall. Now, I put this one in here because this is not a traditional sentence-sentence story. This is a list. But anything can be a story. It can be a numbered list. It can be bullet points. It can be a quote. It can be a picture. It can be a lot of things. So don't feel like your story has to follow some certain system. And in this particular story, I shared what I like, that I have books coming out soon, and the books that I've read. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better. What are some awesome books you've loved that you think I'd love too? Email me to let me know. So there's my question. And it connects up with the story I told, including the books that I've read to prepare for writing a lot. Thanks again for joining up. Keep an eye out for my next email about my crazy background soon. Sincerely, Casey. P.S. Remember to download that novella at this link when you get a chance. So, I'm thanking them. I'm showing appreciation. I'm teasing them about my next email, which is always a good idea. I'm a big sincerely person. And then I tell them, hey, here's another chance to download that book. You can really never have too many chances of people downloading your stuff. Because if they don't start your series, they're not going to read the rest of them. Email 2, check in about the freebie. Here's the subject. What's my Cinderella story? Which plays off of books and movies titled Cinderella Story. Hey, great to be emailing you again. I hope you're having an amazing day. If you have yet to check it out, I hope you'll pick up my free novella right here. So, another link. What is it about happily ever afters that get people so excited? I think it's this idea that no matter what happens, some magical force is going to turn all terrible tragic stuff into something amazing. My first take on fairy tales was way back in college, when I produced a series of plays called Happy Endings Anonymous, Fairy Tales That Didn't Make It. Yep, that's right. I was a drama nerd. There's a little personalization there. The plays were mildly weird and entertaining. A little bit of a jokey nature. What I loved about these funny little plays was that I had this opportunity to put my own spin on these classic tales. Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid. You might be seeing here that I'm starting to connect in the reader's minds that I was very interested in fairy tales growing up. And this is all true. I didn't make any of this up. That I really did do these plays when I was a kid. Disney had its turn, as have many other authors. But I love kick-ass heroines and conflicted villains. I love witty one-liners in medieval settings. Writing these fairy tales my way is such an incredible experience for me. And note, I used caps here. You don't have to be all prim and proper in your email. I think you'll like them too. As I've mentioned, my first upcoming novel is called Cinderella Dreams of Fire. It's my take on Cinderella, one of my favorite stories. What is your favorite fairy tale and why? So note, my story's going into the past. I explain a little bit about my upcoming novel. And then I have the question. Sub-question, what do you think of that Snow White novella I sent you? I'd love your feedback. And that will tie into people, you know, having incentive to read the book because then they can answer that question. Watch for my next email coming soon with a peek into my nerdy background. Stay tuned. Sincerely, Casey. Once again, I'm teasing the next email, which is a good thing to do. In case you haven't checked out that novella yet, here's the link again. Enjoy. So another link, 2 questions in this email. You can break the rules. You can have 2 questions, 2 stories, whatever. But getting that story connected to that offer, connected to that question is key. Email 3, where I invite readers to connect. Subject, Buffy, Shakespeare, and me. So we've got some interesting little specifics in there that could get more people to click once they join the email. I'm a huge nerd and I love it. So I'm being open, I'm being honest here. One of my favorite nerdy pleasures is watching old episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy was, and still is, one of the biggest, baddest heroines in TV history. Watching her kick butt made me realize I wanted to write similarly badass women in my stories. In college, I didn't watch much TV, but I did read a ton of Shakespeare. One of my favorite plays of his is A Winter's Tale. I won't bore you with all the details, but a king has a terrible tragedy in the first 2 acts, but through some magical amazingness, the worst of times turns into the best of times by the end. I love the power of magical plot devices, and I'm prone to throwing in some cool magic in my stories. So what do you have to look forward to with my books? Kick-ass heroines and really awesome magic. Mix those up with your favorite fairy tale characters and hopefully you end up with something you love. Who is your favorite kick-butt heroine of all time? Let me know with an email reply. So we've got our story that's really a story about what I like to write about so that readers who are on my list now know what they have to look forward to. And then my question, who is your favorite kick-butt heroine of all time, connects with everything that came before. Thanks for reading my email so far. I have an awesome offer for you coming up next. Bolo, be on the lookout. Thanks. Sincerely, Casey. P.S. If you want to check me out on Facebook, click here to connect with me. So there we go. We have the link to Facebook, which allows people to connect. So there's the offer. Email 4, pitch your next book. Subject, The Joy of Writing. My book, Cinderella Dreams of Fire, is now available on Amazon or through Kindle Unlimited. Click here to pick it up and start reading today. This is where I like to have a couple links. I'm selling something. So I want to have a link up top. I'm going to have a link in the middle. I'm going to have a link in the end. Three links, all to the same place. Writing is a pain in the butt sometimes. Getting up at the crack of dawn to get a few words on the page means a lot of sacrificing. No late TV, night TV, no early morning web surfing, actually sitting down and doing the work. Writing a novel is a challenge that I don't always feel up to. But you know what I love? Gosh, I love finishing the book. I love sharing it with all of you. I love seeing what people think of it. That's where the joy of writing really kicks in for me. So this story is about how I love finishing books and how I love sharing it with readers. And a reader who is checking this out might think, oh, that's awesome. I really like this person. I really like that this author cares. Cares being the operative word there. So I'm getting people to care more about me by being honest about what matters to me about my books. I had so much fun finishing the first book in my Fairy Tales Forever series. It's called Cinderella Dreams of Fire, and if you haven't had a chance to pick it up, you can click here to get it. I hope you love it as much as I loved getting it out into the world. What's something that brings you joy? I'd love to know about it with an email reply. Thanks so much for reading. Sincerely, Casey. And I don't have a PS there, but I probably do in the actual email. PS, here's the link again. So three opportunities to click. Talking about what makes people happy in the context of my book. These are all good things to start connecting to one another. Email number 5, invite to your street team. Subject, get my books free. I could say get my books free forever as well. The best things in life are free, right? Well, my books aren't going to be. A person's got to eat. But if you try out this special offer I've got going on, then you can get my books without paying a dime. I'm starting a street team for my Fairy Tales Forever series, and you can be a part of it. This story is very light. It basically says, I need to charge for my books, but you don't have to get them. You don't have to buy them. You'll get all my future books free. In return, all you have to do is agree to review them on Amazon. Sound good? Click the link here to join my street team email list. What's the best free thing you've ever gotten? Thanks for reading. I can't wait to share my books with you. Sincerely, Casey. Here's that street team link again one more time. So you don't have to go long with your story. You can keep it short, sweet, even just a sentence or two. Sometimes that's all you need, especially if you want people to get to the meat. You want them to get to those links. Email number 6, pitch your other books. Subject, a hero is born. I love fairy tales, but I also love superheroes. I've spent countless hours watching superheroes from Wonder Woman to Xena to Captain America, and it's all time well spent. There are plenty of authors who only write in one genre, but when I thought up a new idea about a pair of teenage superheroes, I just couldn't stop myself from writing it. That's how the viral superhero series was born, co-written by myself and Brian Cohen. If you like action, romance, and superpowers, then you'll love this planned 7-book series. Click here to check out book 1 for 99 cents or free on Kindle Unlimited. This is an interesting thing I'm doing by co-writing with myself, but I have my reasons behind doing that. But really, this is just an attempt to cross-promote my brand from one to the other, which is something you can do with email number 6 if you have multiple pen names. Of all the Marvel and DC superheroes that have graced our TV and movie screens in the past few years, who's your favorite and why? Let me know with an email reply. I hope you love my heroes as well. Sincerely, Casey. Here's that link one more time to start the viral superhero series. So we've got our question that connects to our story. It all comes together. Email 7. I don't have the subject for this, but the subject could just as well be help me help you, as I mentioned in the last session. I've written most of my novels at a co-op writing space in Chicago. The writer's workspace has given me the right energy and vibes to pen 4 books start to finish within its walls, but I never expected to find a fan there. One day in the communal kitchen, a fellow author stopped me and introduced herself. It turned out she'd read all of my books and listened to my marketing podcast. She'd even joined the space partly because she'd heard I had a great experience there. Meeting with a fan in the strangest of places made me realize, I like telling you more about me, but I'd love to find out more about you too. And that period should probably be a colon there, but we won't get into too much with that. I've set up a little survey to discover more about why you like my books and what you want from me in the future. I'm giving away a prize every month to one lucky person who fills it out. Incentive party. So, talking about connecting that story, how I loved meeting a fan with wanting to meet more of my fans. Click here to fill out the survey and earn your chance at a prize. Thank you so much for being one of my readers. As a fun question today, what's something most people don't know about you that's incredibly interesting? Let me know with an email reply. Thanks, sincerely, Casey. And so there we go. We are surveying our readers, which helps us find out more, which helps us learn what to write in the future, how to connect with our readers, all of that great stuff. Here are a few nonfiction variations I just want to point out. In addition to writing a story, you actually provide information as well. So there's that little wrinkle. And solving someone's problem is really the number one goal. But you can still entertain at the same time. So we're going to get a little meta here. I'm going to use some of my old emails for selling to authors to promote the course, but I'm going to show you how this fits my system. Subject, 5K sales in 7 days, plus video 1. So we're keeping things short with the 5K in 7 days, and it's very specific, so it's probably going to get more clicks, but it's also very interesting, because a lot of authors think, oh, I want to get 5,000 sales in 7 days. The week of October 4th, I sold 5,673 books. I checked my sales numbers a dozen times that day. One of my books hit number 19 in the entire Amazon store. Believe me, I took a ton of screenshots. So short, sweet, simple story right there. That is also intriguing to people who want to know how they're going to sell more books. The only way this ridiculousness was possible was through the power of BookBub. And I never would have gotten a BookBub in the first place if it weren't for the incredible leverage of my fans and my book reviews. If you want big promos like this, then you need more fans and book reviews. So this is my tip. So this is the information I'm providing. I was able to achieve this with a BookBub, which I was able to achieve with more reviews and more fans. Here's the first video in my free video training series on selling for authors. Today's video is called Writing Your First 2 Emails, How to Jumpstart 2 Funnels on the Path to More Reviews and New Readers. You can watch it right here. That would be another link. This is the first of 3 videos that'll help you build a strong foundation worthy of the almighty bub. So you've got my tone of voice in there. You got kind of silly. What do you think of the video? Let me know with an email reply or a comment on the video. You rock. Keep an eye out for the second video coming soon, coming tomorrow. So once again, I'm teasing. Sincerely, Brian. One more time for the people in the back. Here's video number 1. I like using a PS because sometimes people scroll all the way to the bottom and haven't taken action. So this is a good opportunity to make sure you get them to take action. Nonfiction example 2, subject line, ahem, my eyes are up here. So a little vague, funny, slightly raunchy subject line. getting people's attention, getting more people to open. Here's a simple lesson to get you more book sales. So there we go. I have a lesson right off the bat. The first line of your book description is your best chance to get attention and sales. I hope you guys will pick that up through this actual course. Potential customers don't have the attention span to read more than one line unless you hook them immediately. Let me give you an example. When I was directing a play in college that contained nudity, I knew I needed to hook my fellow students with the thing that would most get their attention. Here's the headline I used to pack a 270-seat theater on opening night. Contains nudity, ages 18 and up only. So we've got a story here that connects to what my offer is going to be to share more info about these hooks. Headlines aren't difficult, folks. You just need to pander to your target audience like I pandered to a bunch of horny college kids. What do I mean? Give them what they're looking for in the first line. He's broken. She's a train wreck. Their passion is their only salvation. A diabolical terrorist, a deadly virus, a rogue CIA agent is the world's only hope. So I'm not just giving the story, I'm giving examples that will hopefully help. Is your day job taking over your existence? Learn to balance your life with three easy steps. Want to double your sales with half the effort? Deploy a new system to reach your highest potential. He kills for sport. Focus 80% of your attention on the first line to get better sales from your current traffic. Want to boost your entire description, get more traffic, and find more forever fans? Get my Selling for Authors course before the launch is over. Click here and scroll to Add to Cart to get the course now. So we had the story with info connecting to my offer. Any good headlines come to mind from reading the email? Send them my way. I'd love to check them out. So there's my question. Thanks. Sincerely, Brian. P.S. Want better book sales? This is the course for you. Catching those P.S. folks at the end. And the last nonfiction example, Last Chance, Why Readers Don't Buy. So that's my subject. I like sending out these last chance emails when we get to the end of something. You can definitely send out last chance emails when your books are about to increase in price. And last chance emails are known to get more sales, more subscribers, more people taking action. The door is closed today for the full Selling for Authors course. If you want in, click here and scroll to add to cart so you can start today. Notice I'm very clear on those directions. Not just click here, but click here and scroll to add to cart. So I'm being very clear about what people need to do. Here's a lesson on getting readers to buy your products. Plenty of readers won't buy your books. Even if you have an awesome headline and a rock solid CTA, see my last two emails, you're not going to get them all. But why don't readers buy? It's simple. These readers don't think your book is for them. If your price, book cover, and description are on point, then they didn't buy because they formed some kind of objection that prevents them from clicking the buy button. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. So I'm telling this story. I'm trying to keep it interesting. You don't want a romance reader buying your business book and leaving you a one-star review. It's only a problem when you've got a romance book and a romance reader doesn't want to buy. As a business owner, that's what you are. Quit fooling yourself, Mr. or Miss Artiste. It's up to you to remove those obligations, those objections. So I'm keeping things light here, talking about romance readers, buying business books, calling the person reading this email Mr. or Miss Artiste. I'm having fun with this, and it's a good idea to have fun in the midst of when you are creating these emails. When I auditioned for the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I did a lot of research beforehand to better understand why producers reject contestants. Beyond general knowledge, they want to see poise under pressure, moderate conversational ability, and a sense of humor. If you're missing those traits, they're likely to kick you to the curb. So a little more personal story action. How do you dispel, fancy word for get rid of, objections potential readers might have for your book? You go beyond the synopsis to sell the sizzle. My standby for this is using some genre-specific adjectives. Here's some examples. Romance, sizzling chemistry, sensual encounters, bare-chested heroes, thriller, electrifying action, fast-paced plot, three-dimensional characters, down-to-earth language, easy to follow lessons, inspirational guidebooks, proven procedures, real talk, jargon-free explanations, mystery, creepy settings, edge-of-your-seat action, twist you won't see coming. So a lot of examples that will catch a bunch of people, a bunch of authors in different genres. So why does this work? Readers compare books to what they've liked before. So seeing that your novel has fast-paced plots and three-dimensional characters like their favorite stories may provide the reassurance they need to make the purchase. So this story is leading to why this information works. I recommend including these adjectives in a selling paragraph located between your synopsis and your call to action. Want to learn how to apply these genre-specific adjectives to other genres in addition to your ads and emails? Today is the final day to get your hands on Selling for Authors. I'm closing things out at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, so now's your chance to get on it. If you like step-by-step video walkthroughs, downloadable PDFs and slides, and bonus interviews with Steve Scott, Mark Dawson, and Nick Stevenson, and more, then you'll love Selling for Authors. So I actually include my advice in the email. I created a selling paragraph for my own course. Click here to buy the course. What are some adjectives you could use to describe your book? I'd love to hear them. Thanks for reading. Sincerely, Brian. And then here's your last chance link. So I've got my question, which is an effort to get people to learn from the subject matter I have just presented. Here's some other considerations with your emails. You want to check your stats every month. See what people are opening, see what people are clicking. And if things start to go down, you know, below 50, below 40, be willing to tweak some things, some subject lines, some first few lines of the email, be willing to change the link placement, be willing to change anything because those could help. Those could help your stats. And then when you do find something that works, double down on it. If you see that one email in particular is working really well, you can try to see what made that email work so well and duplicate it. And then always be willing to give more. More free stuff. More behind the scenes looks. More information. These are the kind of things you need to be willing to do in your email autoresponder. Here's a recap of session 4. You want to show who you really are. And you want to be concise. You don't want to write a full-on novel in your emails because people might not read them. I want you to study these examples, but I do not want you to copy them because I want you to bring your own personality, your own stories, your own offers, your own questions. Because readers are going to see that you put the time and the effort into those emails, and that's going to help them respond. And when you are doing nonfiction emails, we need a little teaching involved. You can't just tell a story. You want to tell a little bit about your offer, about you, and how these readers of yours can learn more. So your homework mission, if you choose to accept it, is to write your 7 autoresponder emails. You have no excuses now. You know how to write the subjects. You know how each email needs to go. You've got some examples. It's time to write them. And then you can post them in the Facebook group for feedback. And I recommend, just to keep the paying it forward going, comment on another student's emails to help pay it forward. So I hope you found that helpful. I know this module was longer than most, but I think there was a lot of good stuff in there. So hopefully you did get some good help. Next session, we're going to talk about street team emails, what to send, when to send it, and how to get the most out of your team. Go on over there.